During a recent visit at Jim Coleman Company Hanna headquarters in Houston, Texas, new owner Ed Hanrahan told us why he chose to buy Coleman Hanna and why his decision to buy actually began in Florida.
With the way the car wash industry's restructured itself, there are a number of manufacturers selling direct, so that put us at a disadvantage in Florida, and that's part of what prompted my decision to look at this company. So I did look at a few other companies, and I settled in on this one. Obviously, the complete product line had something to do with it. The quality of the product had a lot to do with it. I wasn't familiar with the Coleman product line at all. Well, I bought out the Coleman Hanna distributor that was in Florida a year and a half ago, and that's kind of what led to me coming here, but obviously when I bought them out, I wasn't planning on buying the factory. So life's interesting how things turn out.
As O'Hanrahan led us on a tour of the Coleman Hanna manufacturing facilities, he addressed the early rumors that the company would move to Florida.
There's two buildings on the property that are relatively new. The one we were in, the D. Byrne Electronics building, the two-story building, and then this was the building they built just for automatics. In the acquisition, we bought all the real estate except for the one plant owned by the Coleman family. My whole goal when we made the acquisition was to make sure the company was totally financially stable. We made money the first month I owned it. Felt really good about that. You know, there's a lot of very qualified people here. So there was a lot of rumor that I was moving it to Florida. I have a facility in Florida that's almost identical to this size. So there was some basis for the rumor.
Right.
But Houston's a nice central location as far as the imported goods and the exported goods. Because they've changed the Panama Canal for the super transport ships, container ships, I believe the Houston port's ready, almost ready for it. So we will have an advantage shipping anywhere in the world being located in Houston. That advantage isn't there if you're in Florida.
Right.
You know, trucking in and out of Florida is expensive because there's very few backhauls out of Florida. So I guess we would have had an advantage as a shipper out of Florida. But I didn't want to disrupt and move everybody from here to there, even though that facility's there and paid for. It's another investment I made. I bought 250,000 square foot of warehouse space at a bank sale probably about 8 years ago. And we've sold off 100,000 square feet of it. We have some tenants on the property. So, you know, the rumor had some basis, but they didn't ask the right guy. So, I mean, it was talked about, but we ended the conversation pretty quick with the attributes Houston has.
Yeah.
Whether you're shipping east or west, it's a good location. And the economy here is pretty robust. So when you've got the infrastructure they have here and the technology and the people, it gives us some assets to move forward with.
During one part of the tour, O'Hanrahan discussed the differences between central and individual car wash vacuums.
With all the different vacuums we have, between fragrance vacs, shampoo vacs, air vacs, just regular vacuums, you have to build the doors and the assemblies to operate the vacuums, take the money.
Right.
You know, some of the vacuums have credit card readers in them, bill acceptors, or just coin chutes, or just push buttons, start and stop.
Yeah.
A lot of the express washers today are being built with central vac systems, but a lot of them are being built with individual vacuums. Like I'll buy 22 individual vacuums with a start and a stop button on it. And the neat thing about that is if you have two big central vacs or three, and one of those goes down, you got three, a third of your vacuum lanes are out. You've got 22 individual vacuums. We've determined they're a lot more energy efficient. And if you lose two vacuums out of 22, you don't have your hands tied behind your back. You're still in business on that Saturday and Sunday. You know, if you have two big central vacs and one of them goes out, half your vacs are gone. We cater to everybody's thought process and need. And there's certain parts of the country they put in individual vacs, and there's certain parts of the country they put in central vacs. As people analyze it, as the express model gets more mature, I think you'll see a lot more people using individual vacuums.
This concludes part one of our podcast interview with Ed O'Hanrahan.